This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. As we start the 18th parak of Masechtas Kelim, Chaitzim Leben, dedicated by the Fisher family, Leonishmas Basi Bas Rabbi Shlomo ben Avraham Halevi, Paro Bas Ruvain, also Leonishmas Dov ben Chaim Lefush, Shalem Filiyom Moish ben Chai Sar, Yaakov ben Basi Aleya, the Schus of Avraham and Yom Meish ben Malki Yudis and family. And we also learn for Klugman and family, and Lefu Shalema for Chaim Malka Bas Esther Gittel, Lefu Shalema for Moshe Meben Esther Father Yitzman Tzim Mendusha, Chana Bas Yoshabina, Rivka Bas Yerulea, Yitzhak Ben Tzim Mendusha Meya Ben Chai Yisar, they should have a Lefu Shalema B'Sek Shechel Yisrael. Now, if you remember, we said a wooden keli has to be similar to sack, that it's metaltel moli v'reikon. If it can't be moved when it's full, because then it would break, so then it's not mekabel tuma. So the shear is, if it holds 40 saw of liquid, which is 2 kur of solid, then it's not mekabel tuma. Now, hasheda, a big back, so chest, when you measure it from within. In other words, we don't count the thickness of the walls or the floor. We measure it from the outside. We do count the thickness of the floor and the walls. They both agree. The thickness of the feet, and the thickness of its rims, they're not measured with it. Rabbi Yossi has a different version. Rabbi Yossi, I'm reminded, both Beisham and Beisil agree that the thickness of the feet and the thickness of the rim is counted in the 40 saw liquid, 60 saw solid. Ubeinayim eino nimdad, but between the feet is not measured. Reb Shimon Shizuri even qualifies this. Reb Shimon Shizuri, if the feet are height, a tefach ain beinayim nimdad, the area between them is not measured. Bimlam, but if not, beinayim nimdad. Now, what about if it's a chest that has a wheel attached to it? Mukhni shela, its wheel. Is the wheel considered part of the chest? When it's removable, it's not considered attached to it, and therefore if the chest becomes tame, it doesn't become tame, and vice versa. And it's not measured with it in order to give you that 40 saw liquid in order it shouldn't be mekabel tuma. If, let's say, the chest is big, and therefore, it's not mekabel tuma, and therefore, it would save something from becoming tummy in an oil amaze. But if, let's say, this wheel is on top of a mace, and a kazayas of a mace, and something sticks over the wheel, since it's not part of the cart, it doesn't save it from an oil amaze. Also, the engarinoi sabbat Shabbos, since it's independent, you can't move it on Shabbos b'zman sheyes b'seichem mois. If it's contained in the wheel money, then it's a basis l'davar aser, and you can't move it. However, the me'ena nishmetes, all this doesn't apply if it's not removable. The me'ena nishmetes, then chibula, it's considered attached to the cart, and if the cart becomes tame, it becomes tame. When the dedesima, it's counted with it to give us the amount of 40 saw in order it shouldn't be mekabel tuma. And then if something is over it, it's part of the cart, and since the cart is not mekabel tuma, it will save something from tuma that's over it and is a mace underneath it. And you could move it on Shabbos, because it is not the main part of the keli, and therefore it is not a basis of davar aser. Now, let's say on top of this cart was a canopy. The canopy did not go over the entire cart. Hakamron shelo, it had a rectangular, an upside down three-wall rectangle that is a canopy over part of the cart. Bizman shu kavu, when it's attached to the cart, chibola, it's considered part of it. V'nimdariman, it's measured with it. V'meina kavu, if it's not attached, eina chibola, it's not considered. If it's not fixed, it's not considered attached. V'einanimdariman, you don't measure with it the share of the 40 saw. Now, if it is attached and you measure, it's not just the covering of the canopy itself, but it also gives like a diagonal shade. So, Ketzad Moidin and Isa, Reish Tor, we draw a line diagonally from both ends of the end of the canopy till the end of the cart, and that which is in that diagonal, that area, is considered part of the cart. Rabbi Yehuda says this, that the cart is mekabel tuma is only if it has legs or if it's flat. But if it can't stay in one position because it's rounded on the bottom and it only stays in position because of the canopy that's on top of it, then it's not considered a keli and it is tahira. Okay. We want to thank you for joining us on a busy Erev Shabbos to learn the Mishnayos. I hope that the Mishnayos is clear enough. Sometimes the phone here in the country, my independent phone, is not good. I have to do it on my cell phone, which is, I know, not as clear. So I'm sorry about that. If you didn't yet and you have time, check out the Devarim Gems and also for the Shabbos table on Devarim. Thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.